Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a lot of baseball stuff yesterday and rumors and not as much, or 2 days ago and not as much yesterday at the winter meetings, which makes me think today's going to be the big day. Something's going to happen today, Jerry.
I really thought, noting that there was nothing going on, not a lot going on in terms of games last night, I really thought we were going to wake up with massive back pages and deals done and free agents signed. And I was stunned at 2:30 when I went to my phone and typed in John Heyman into Twitter. I got nothing.
Nothing.
I was really surprised.
I mean, the Dodgers.
Everybody's getting lazy.
Yeah, the Dodgers getting into some stuff.
Not creating enough fire, you know, enough of a storm out there.
I mean,
he's getting more involved.
I guess the only thing I saw yesterday that was a little bit different was the Yankees' reported interest in dealing Miguel Andujar.
And even
right
that
deal.
Cooled by the end of the day.
Right.
But the one thing I bet you is going on is that they're trying to work on a new deal for Jacob deGrom. That seems like that's what's going on. And that would be a good thing for Jake and good thing for us as fans, but that's part of the process. We're looking for other things. And if like I said yesterday morning, if Brody Van Wagenen sent Noah Syndergaard to the Yankees and you put him in pinstripes on that mound in the Bronx, I would think that Brody Van Wagenen would probably be sent on the first train or bus, plane or whatever out of town.
Yeah, that would be
a
tough
sight. Revolt of mammoth proportions from Met fans.
John Heyman did tweet at 3:54 a.m., Mets are losing a bit of confidence in Real Muto talks and are starting to think about the value of acquiring a defensive catcher.
Yeah.
They met on Maldonado Tuesday.
He's a great defensive catcher, but he's a zero offensively.
Right. So, and they said also bulking up the bullpen is the other thing
they're focusing
on. So, I know there's nothing, Boomer, all right, for crying out loud. We're trying.
You got all excited.
Juicing a rock here, man.
Where's Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper.
Hanging out in a Vegas hotel with Boris, meeting with teams.
Yeah.
Watch the White Sox go in there and do some stupid deal. Yeah. And
they
think that they're going to end up, you know, trying to steal the thunder from the Cubs in Chicago. And then 5 years from now, he ends up with the Yankees.
Yeah, might happen. You did have Andrew McCutchen signing with the Phillies, which was an interesting thing because they were in on Harper and Machado.
Surprised he got that much money.
$50 million, me too. $50 million for 3 years, I did. I was also surprised by that.
Yeah.
But he's a solid player. He's going to help them out. So I wonder if that takes him out of certain things. Who the hell knows? But maybe today we'll get something. Jerry, what do you got for
us? All right. Well, we are brought to you by 2 by London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. I've not gotten to Cashman or Aaron Boone just yet, but I did sift through 26 minutes of Mickey Callaway and 22 minutes of Brody Van Wagenen. So I'll get to the Yankees next hour, though I do have some sound. So we'll start with Mickey. Now, the Mets, as you mentioned, looking at different options for catcher, apparently met with Martin Maldonado. I did see them linked to Yasmani Grandal.
Darno's the starter.
Yesterday, Darno is in Port St. Lucie trying to get back. Kevin Plawecki's in Arizona trying to get better. I guess he was injured, too. I don't really remember. Anyway, here's Mickey Callaway as he sat down and got set to talk to the media on Tuesday in Vegas. I can't help himself.
You guys so happy, man.
He will not. And this was one of the first, not the first question, but one of the first few questions he was asked. Basically, would not get into the idea of the void that would be created and trying to fill it if they did move a guy like Noah Syndergaard.
Noah's on our team, and he's a great pitcher, and I'm glad that he's one of our starters. So, yeah, I really can't speculate on if we could replace him or not.
And so doesn't seem like that's the direction they're going, but you never know. We will find out.
Do you think he's in on these talks a lot, Mickey Callaway?
From listening to Van Wagenen, it seems like Will Pond is very involved in terms of input and meeting with the free agents they're meeting with. And it sounds like Callaway is around. Yeah, it does seem like that. Now, I want you to settle in for the next 31 seconds of sound I'm going to play.
31 seconds,
the first
Jerry.
16 are delicious.
Okay.
Fantastic.
And what about the next 15?
You get ready. This is awesome. Here was Callaway. He was asked a direct question. Hey, Mick, Are you at peace with the notion that Robinson Cano is not going to run out routine ground balls to second base?
I am. I think that Robbie deserves the leeway on that. And the reason is, it's not because, oh, you know what, he got out, he's frustrated. That's not the reason he does that. He does it so he can play 155 games.
Boomer.
Tremendous.
He's going to be loved like he's never been loved before. That's all I can tell you.
Now, the second part.
Just hit over 300, hit 25 to 30 home runs, and knock in 95 runs, and I'll be happy.
Oh, wow, really? That's all it's going to take?
Even if he's not hustling?
Right.
On every ground ball?
They're paying him like you should be doing that.
Would you have the same take on Manny Machado if he was on a New York team?
Absolutely. You know how I feel about this. And you know how I feel like the idiocy of the manager saying what he said. I don't, like, is it, you know, I think Bill Parcells used to say, like, you know, I pay you to be here. Now I got to pay you extra, like, to give me effort? Come on, what are you doing?
He's earned the right to be lazy.
Get your ass out there, put your freaking butt in a uniform, and show the fans that, you know, you actually do care and get hustled. All right, great. Okay.
Here comes the second 15 seconds.
So that'd be good.
This is awesome, too. So you'll see Cano, right? Some people say future Hall of Famer, which I think until the PED stuff, we all would have agreed. Who knows now? What about the effect of him not running out ground balls to second base? Like, what kind of effect could that have, I don't know, on like a young player like Amed Rosario?
Rosario's going to understand that's Robinson Cano doing that. And he probably can't do the same thing that Robbie can do because he doesn't have that experience and probably doesn't quite understand the things that Robbie does when he's doing that.
Are you trying to ruin Boomer's day here with this, Jared?
It's pathetic. It's actually pathetic. It really is.
It's awesome.
And I know it's 162 games. I know there are going to be times where, you know, a guy has a bad day or whatever. I understand all that stuff. But to sit here openly and talk about it and say it's okay – and it's okay if, you know, Robbie Cano does. I mean, come on. It's so idiotic and stupid. It's
even if he believes that, he probably shouldn't be saying that publicly, right?
Exactly.
Right? Be like, oh, we expect Robbie to hustle, and he's a pro.
You know, it's funny, though. If he deflects or says something different the first time it happens, that's all it's going to be. Are you okay with him jogging to second base? He gave you the answer.
Yeah. He is being very, very honest about
Very
that.
Honest. I agree. It's very much in line with what Frank Thomas said, too. If you remember going back to the whole Machado stuff, it's not a matter of being lazy as much as it is, I want to play every game and I'm going to pick my spots. And that's what he was saying. And then
I love how I have to, you know, half-ass it so I can play in every game. That's how we're justifying this.
Based on a 99.9% probability that you're going to be thrown out anyway.
So I'm going to half-ass it just so I can play in 155 games and half-ass it in those games too. I mean, you know, I don't even talk about it, really. Just wait until it happens. We'll rip him a new one, and then we'll move on.
Here was Mickey, and I certainly get back pain more
idiotic.
Than anybody. He, after sitting down for 27 minutes, if you listen closely at the end, he struggled to get up.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you again.
Sounds like Bart Simpson.
Or is it Homer Simpson?
I never just watched the show.
We have a few reactions, Jerry. Hold on for sure. Tommy and Heislett. Tommy, what's happening, brother?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking the call. You know, I'm a big Mets fan. I love them to death. But that comment by Mickey was so disgusting. I'm a teacher in Staten Island, and if my principal came into my classroom and I was showing a movie and he complained to me about it, and I turned around and said, well, you know, mister, I got to get through 182 school days and we got the state test in May, I'd be out the door tomorrow. So that is so offensive to hear from the manager of the team that I love and live and die with.
Yeah, it's actually embarrassing. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, what's happening?
It's funny.
Boomer, Gio, good morning, guys.
Oh, How are you, Mikey? Good to talk to you.
Man, I'm sitting here waiting for my job to start. And, you know, I just heard what y'all just played. And, you know, like, what type of job could you come to? And this manager, Boomer, they have to fire him. I used to give Terry Collins so much grief, but you could throw Todd Bowles, anybody who they want to fire right now in New York. Mickey Callaway is the worst. He's like a child who just got a job, and he doesn't care what he says or what he does. Please, fire this man. Bring back anybody.
Bring back anybody. I appreciate it, Mike. Come on. You know, but this is the thing. Like Mickey can be transparent. Mm. He can try to be honest and everything else. Hey, Mickey, Robinson Cano is making $24 million a year. Fans who are getting up and going to work today, working in sanitation, cops, firemen, you know, you name it, guys working on the docks, whatever it is, they don't want to hear about you being okay with somebody loafing on the field. Just keep your trap shut and don't say it.
Well, the problem really is speaking about it more than anything.
Well, yeah, don't say it. Don't even talk about it. And I know he got led right into it.
He was asked directly.
Right, yes. And so he wants to be transparent. That's probably why the writers like him. He's pretty honest and all that other stuff. But that sounds so bad. It sounds like...
I agree it sounds bad. It's also true.
But it's just drives me crazy. Why would you even talk about it? Hey, he gets paid a lot of money. He wants to be a Hall of Famer. We expect him to play like a Hall of Famer, and we expect him to hustle. That's all you say.
Yeah, we all know that there's different rules for different guys, but when the manager just flat out says it, it does. It's like, whoa. I mean, I don't ever remember a manager being like, well, yeah, he's different because he's a veteran. But if you're a younger guy.
Well, didn't Parcells used to say that about Lawrence Taylor? Right, that he would allow him to run amok as long as he played on Sunday?
Yeah. He definitely had two sets of rules for everybody. Yeah, there's no question.
Or was that just understood and he never actually spoke about it?
I'm not sure. It was a long time ago. I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, Mickey's being exceptionally honest here.
But this guy's making 20. He signed a 10-year, $240 million deal. Do you think people in your home city who are rooting for that team, paying their hard-earned money to come and watch this guy play, want to hear the manager making excuses for this player?
As long as he hits home runs, drives runs in, and they win, nobody cares.
You know, they should just they don't even trot Mickey out there right now.
He really shouldn't be there. He's got no reason to be there. Just let Jeff and Brody do their thing. And Mickey, this is your team. All right, this is your team, Mick. Do what you got to do with it.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is like,
this is awesome.
You got to be kidding me.
This is great.
Oh, God.
Yankees will sign Machado.
Oh yeah,
we can have a stopwatch. Who runs slower to first base on a ground ball to second?
There'll be a next gen stat effort. Yes. Yeah, a 2.6.
Yeah, there should be a next gen stat. Who runs slower to slower to first base? Yes.
Maximum effort. He only hit a 3.2 on that jog to first base.
The amazing thing to me is I'm sure Mickey's a nice guy and all this other stuff, but you know how stupid that sounds?
Yes, I do. I've been saying this for the longest time. You guys got on me when I said that he should have been a one and done guy.
I wouldn't do that.
I came in here the day after his press conference, and I had Eddie playing this thing over and over and over and over again, going, oh, my God, I can't believe this is what Major League Sports has turned into. It's a babysitting job now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, so much so that Joe Madden's got a new book he's reading.
Managing Millennials for Dummies.
That's true. Like, he's legitimately reading that book.
Oh, that's a real book? It wasn't a Joe Madden joke?
No.
Wow.
He's also reading another book.
Got a great book, Anti-Social Media, which I've always thought there's a strong component of that.
He is trying to understand today's player, and he says he will go to any length to make himself a better manager with today's player to understand their way of thinking.
And I'm sure that's his way of saying to the Cubs, look, I'm not too old. I can communicate with these guys.
You know, it's strange.
That's why everybody in the NFL wants that new young guy and to try to find out how he can get through to the players. And I'm like, it's so frustrating. It is just really frustrating because, you know, for those of us who didn't have the God-given ability that, like, say, a Robbie Cano had or an Alex Rodriguez had or somebody, you know, had to work hard to get where we were, it really pisses you off listening to this crap.
I'm a little confused. How did Joe Madden go from the guy who was able to get the best out of his players all the time to 2 years later now having to read handbooks on how to manage?
Because of the way the season went last year, probably. They did not have a great season last year.
Okay, but I mean, they didn't hit because Joe Madden didn't know how to manage millennials.
Yeah, I know what he's afraid of. He's afraid of the rhetoric and the discussion points being about how he's so much older than his players and he can't get through to his players.
I don't know. I mean, this was a front office thing. They put pressure on him and he's responding to it. I mean, I think it's a little ridiculous.
Let me ask you a question. Did Joe Torre ever have to, like, get after Derek Jeter for not hustling?
I'm telling you right now, Derek Jeter did not run out every routine ground ball. And if you want me, I will somehow find video.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure they all go through it. I understand that.
Every single one of them go through it.
But to listen to a manager explain it the way that Mickey just explained it about
I don't
Robinson
disagree. That's why I thought
like,
it was so awesome.
Sounds so stupid.
I agree. You're right.
Robinson Cano just took a week off. He just decided to go on vacation in the middle of the season. But you damn you, Ahmed Rosario, if you don't run out that ground ball, they're going to be hell to pay.
Could you imagine like David Quinn saying, that's okay, Kevin Hayes. You don't have to get back on defense. You don't have to play 200 feet.
I really couldn't, actually.
No. You've been around for about 5 or 6 years. You're doing a good job. You got more goals than everybody else. But you don't have to come back 200 feet. Don't worry about that. You've earned it. Oh, God. That's gonna make me so sick.
Just quickly.
I hope they trade Syndergaard now to the Yankees.
That's not funny. The Yankees reportedly did meet with free agent pitcher Adam Ottavino. He's from the Rockies. You have Troy Tulowitzki being cut by the Blue Jays, yet he is still owed between $34 and $38 million that they're on the hook for. Ivan Nova traded from the Pirates to the White Sox. Brandon Hyde, the new manager of the Orioles. The Vikings did fire John DeFilippo. You guys talked about that earlier. You got the city of Oakland filing a lawsuit against the Raiders to recover damages resulting from this quote-unquote illegal move to Las Vegas they're going to make.
Hold on. You said Las Vegas? You said Las Vegas.
Yeah, isn't that where they're moving?
Yeah, Nikki and Howard Beach, what's happening?
Well, speaking about Las Vegas, I wonder, have you guys considered the legalization of marijuana in Las Vegas as a factor in Mickey Callaway's
He does laugh like a stoner. Doesn't he? He definitely laughs like a stoner. You know what, Nick? You're right about
Nick,
that.
You're right on it, man. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And just quickly, you got the Knicks in Cleveland tonight, the Nets in Philadelphia.
What do we get marijuana legal here?
The Islanders host the Golden Knights.
He's going to need it.
On radio.com, and Penn upset number 17 Villanova last night at the Palestra 78-75.
That's huge, man. That is huge.
They beat Miami the other day,
yeah,
and they beat Villanova all in the span of about a week. Pretty good.
I remember the last time I was out in Vegas for that McGregor-Mayweather fight. The second I got into the taxi cab, the guy goes, you want me to take you to a weed dispensary? It's legal here now. I was like, no, hotel's fine, man. It's cool. I appreciate it, though.
It was that or the Bunny Ranch, right?
Right. One of the two. Welcome to our wonderful state. All right, thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.